in the light of His glory and grace. One of my favorite songs, probably yours also. Heather is our leader for our children's church, and she always seems so excited about that. And she's working with our teenagers. And Jonathan is back yonder. Jonathan, it's good to see you. Who's that pretty lady sitting beside you? Amen, I knew. Your mother. We're so glad that you're here. It's good to see Jonathan. And Jonathan has decided that the Lord wants him to take off his week of vacation and go with Heather, with these teenagers, to Super Summer in June. I am so thankful for that. We were wondering who would be interested to go with our teenagers. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. And our prayer guide today, this is our beginning of our week of prayer for home missions or North American missions. And the scripture that was chosen is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I want us to look at that today. Whether you're going to the defend and... What was the name of the conference? Defend and what? Lead and defend. You're talking about what is the gospel. And the theme of our week of prayer is it's all about the gospel. So I wanted us to look at that this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul says, "Moreover, my brothers, I declare unto you the gospel." There's that word, the gospel, "which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain, because I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received, that Christ Jesus died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Peter, Cephas, then of the 12. After that, He was seen of about 500 brothers at one time, of whom the greater part is, they remain until this present. Some have already fallen asleep or died. After that, He was seen of James, then of all of the apostles, and last of all, He was seen of me also, as one born out of due time." I want to look at verse 9 too. "For I am the least of the apostles. I am not even fit to be called an apostle." Can you imagine the apostle Paul saying that? He stood up there before the Corinthians, or he was writing this actually from jail. But he says, "I am not even fit to be an apostle." How many of y'all would say, "I am not fit to be a Christian? I am not fit to be saved. I'm not worthy the grace of God"? All of us should raise our hands. All of us should confess that truth that he did. "I am the least of the apostles. I'm not fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God," I love that verse, "I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." If I were to ask you to stand up and tell me what the gospel is, I wonder what you would say. It might make you nervous. You might be caught off guard and you would think, well, what is the gospel anyway? The word gospel means good news. Good news. Good news. You only have good news against the ground of bad news. Unless there's bad news, there wouldn't be any good news. The bad news is that the whole world is lost in sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody has sinned. Everyone needs to be saved. They don't know it, as the ones who went to the conference. In these days, you know, so many are saying, we don't need to be saved. There's no need for a Savior. There's no need for a gospel. We can do it all ourselves. If we'll believe in ourselves and do the best we can, we're going to be all right. But the one thing we need to teach the whole world here in Derrick's and everywhere else is that everybody is lost until the day they are saved. And when they are saved because of faith in Jesus Christ. He is the one and the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way. Darcy was mentioning going to a conference where they talked about all the different cultures and all of those kinds of things. It's not politically correct today to say that, you know, Muslims are lost or Buddhists are lost. It's not politically correct to say that, or that Hindus in India are lost, or that atheists, you just can't say those kinds of things in the world and be approved today. But I am not to be approved, and you're not to be approved by the world. We know the truth, and there is one way of salvation. It is through Jesus Christ, the good news about Christ Jesus. And there are many, many, as a matter of fact, one of the leaders of their conference was a converted, what, Muslim? In other words, he was a follower of the Muslim faith, Islam. But one day he came to Christ and accepted Jesus as his Savior and his Lord. And now he's witnessing for him. And around the world, there are many from other religions that are coming to Jesus. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this in 1 Corinthians 15, he was of another religion. He was a Jew. He grew up in Judaism. He had been schooled in the faith of the Old Testament and of Judaism. But Jesus came to him one day. It was on the road to Damascus, wasn't it, in Acts chapter 9. And suddenly, even though he was persecuting the church, trying to do away with the faith, all of that sort of terrible, wicked thing, Jesus came to him and spoke to him. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 9, he bowed on his knees. He was struck down by the light. And at that moment, conversion came to this man from another religion to the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is the gospel? And I have 3 points, and it'll be quickly. First of all, he tells us here in chapter 15 that the gospel concerns a person. His name is Jesus Christ. There is no gospel without the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was real. He was a real historical figure. He was a person. He was a man. He was God in the flesh. And salvation concerns a person. So if you want to make a definition of the gospel, it's about Jesus Christ. Number 2, it concerns his death. For our sins he died, the Bible says there, according to the scriptures. So the gospel concerns Jesus Christ. It is about his death upon the cross for our sins. And number 3, it concerns his resurrection. It says he was raised from the dead the 3rd day according to the scriptures. So if I were to ask you now, what is the gospel, and gave you a piece of paper and a pen and you could write it down, what would you say? The gospel is in 3 parts. It's about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into this world. Secondly, it's about his death upon the cross for our sins. And third, it's about his resurrection, that he arose from the dead. So that's what the gospel is. That's what the good news is. That's what we're to be telling the world. And here our missionaries are all over Arkansas and all over America telling people about Christ, and how thankful we are that they are telling the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I found out in our song book that there's a song about the gospel that I don't even know, but I discovered it the other day. It's been in there for a long time. It's number 408. And I thought I'd let you see that this morning. It's number 408 in your songbook. And here's what it's right on the same page where Because He Lives is, which is 407. Look at 408 for just a moment. This is the threefold truth. Now notice the scripture under there. Christ died, he was raised, and he appeared unto men, unto many. 1 Corinthians 15:3-5. The first verse says this, look at it. Or read it with me, that'll be all right. Read it with me. This is the threefold truth on which our faith depends. And with this joyful cry, worship begins and ends. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Verse 2, let's read it. On this we fix our minds as praying side by side. We take the bread and wine from Christ the crucified. Say it. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Verse 3. By this we are upheld when doubt or grief assails. Our Christian fortitude and only grace avails. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Verse 4. This is the threefold truth, which if we hold it fast, changes the world and us and brings us home at last. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Maybe we can remember it now. So if I ask you about the gospel, the threefold truth, Christ has come, he has died, he has risen from the dead, and he's coming again one of these glorious, glorious days. So the gospel is all about Jesus. We actually are in the period before Easter. Won't be very long before Easter, will it? And a lot of churches around are observing what we call Lent, L-E-N-T, the period 40 days before Easter. I know that our son and his family up in Colorado, they, for several years, Lent is a 40 days. They get involved in that with their children. They did. Now they're about all gone from home. But this period of 40 days was so important to my son John. He had the whole family involved in a period of reflection, in a period of introspection, in a time of thinking about spiritual things, a time about considering Jesus, a time about turning away from sin and turning to Christ, a time of not doing certain things that are harmful to us, or that we really enjoy, trying to put that beside and worship and praise God and pray and pray and pray and pray. We're looking forward to that time. I am. Easter. This is one of my favorite times of the year. Christ came. Christ died. Christ died for our sins. He was buried in the grave, rose again, and appeared to many. And one day, he's going to come back one of these days. That's the gospel, and that's what our missionaries are preaching all over the United States. And we're praying for our missionaries as they go to share about Jesus in these days. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your presence with us. I thank you for the testimonies that we heard today. I'm grateful for the Bible, for the Word which you have revealed to us. And I'm grateful that the gospel is simple and plain. And I pray that we will receive the good news with joy. Father, I pray for our invitation time. And I pray that if there are those here who have been saved and want to be baptized, they'll let us know that. If there are those who want to be saved, that they will come and say, I need to be saved today. Lord, I pray that if there are those who need to rededicate their life, they have not been living as they ought, and they realize they're saved, but they're not doing your will. I pray this might be a time of recommitment, of rededication. Lord, we pray that your Spirit would lead us in this invitation. In Jesus' precious name we pray. As you tenderly call to us, in your name we pray. Amen.